From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In sports, Carter Langley picked up his 7th win of the season at South Boston Speedway on Saturday night as he won the 2nd race in the Sentara Health Late Model Stock Car Division. Langley's win in the night's 2nd 70-lap race resulted from the disqualification of apparent race winner Landon Huffman. After the race, Langley's team protested Huffman's car, citing the shock absorbers on the car. Track officials found the shocks on the number 22 car driven by Huffman did not conform to NASCAR Advanced Auto Parts Weekly Series Late Model Stock Car Division rules. As a result, Huffman was disqualified. The win for Langley helped stretch his lead in the point standings over Peyton Sellers to 11 points. Jacob Borst won the first race of the night. In NASCAR, Martin Truex Jr. won his first career race at New Hampshire on Monday and his 3rd race of the season.
What we've been able to do here over the years is pretty remarkable, and to not win was really, really getting frustrating. You know, James and I talked about it many times. We thought about it all weekend, you know, talked about it with Christopher before the race. He's like, man, you've led more laps here than I've ever been even raced in Cup. But just really awesome job by everybody. What a race car we had today.
That audio from NASCAR.com, Joey Logano, Kyle Larson, Kevin Harvick, and Brad Keselowski rounded out the top 5. The Danville Otterbots are 2 games back of first place in the East standings and have a chance to gain ground as they host the first place Burlington Sock Puppets tonight and tomorrow night at 7. The Sock Puppets have won the first 4 games of the season over the Otterbots. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.